Welcome to the Kingdom Life podcast, where we equip ourselves with godly wisdom so that we can go into the world as kings and priests, manifesting all that the kingdom of God is.
Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you that all things are possible to them that believe. As kings and priests unto God, we believe that a strong sense of identity, purpose, vision, and destiny is important for effective living. Identity is knowing who we are. Purpose is knowing why we are here on earth. Vision is knowing what we want to accomplish before we leave this earth. And destiny is knowing where we are going to. Christ is the source of our identity, purpose, vision, and destiny as offsprings of God. We are predestined to be conformed to the image of sonship, unveiled by practicing God's word with the help of the spirit of adoption. We believe that our purpose in life is to bear good fruits of faith, work, service, and leadership to be a witness of Christ. Our vision is to enlarge our territory and the sphere of our influence. We are ultimately destined for serving God in the new heaven and the new earth, where we shall see God, be known by God's name, and regain with God forever and ever. Amen.
Morning, everyone. Firstly, I'd like to thank Pastor for giving me this opportunity to share with you. So this morning, when Pastor tells us to come here and minister, he tells us way in advance. And I kept asking God, you know, what exactly is it that you want me to say? Because there's so much you can speak about. And today, I want to talk about your faith arising through your testimonies. I know a lot of times we go through dark valleys in our life and we wonder, is God there? He's there. Look into your life. I'm sure all of us here this morning, who can say that God, from the time you became a Christian, God has never done anything for you? Put your hand up. So everybody's got one testimony, at least, of the grace of God upon your life. Remember, your testimony is your personal encounter of your spiritual journey, and it's a transformation work of God in your life. It's your story that you tell of how God has moved that mountain. He has restored brokenness, and he has brought light into the darkest corners of your existence. Your testimony is not just mere your personal encounter or your experience of God's faith, but it's a confession and a demonstration of his power over your life. This morning, you don't have to listen to the great preacher for your faith to arise. Look at your life. There's so many things that God has done for you in your life. There's so many miracles that he's done that you can testify of on your own, and you can tell of his goodness. The Bible says in 1 Peter 2 verse 9, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that we should show forth his praises of him that has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Our testimonies this morning reflect of God's marvelous work in our lives. It points to others, God's faithfulness and God's ever-enduring goodness in our life. When we share his stories of his greatness in our life, we praise his name and we bring glory to the kingdom in the whole. You may ask me how. Each and every one of us that are sitting here don't look the same. We may have the same hobbies, but our interests, our lives, the way we live our lives is totally different. But we go through similar problems. And if you stand up and share what God has done in your life, the next person could be going through the same problem, but not in the same way that you are going through. And they could say, you know what, this is the end for me. I don't think this is working for me. Everybody says God does X, Y, Z for them, but he's not doing anything for me. But when you listen to how that person got their miracle, and they testify and tell you how God came through for them, it boosts your faith. It boosts your faith to realize, you know what, if God can do it for them, God can do it for me. I know normally what happens, we used to have in our old church testimony time. So this one auntie used to come up and every time she'll stand up, because nobody wants to testify of God's goodness, and she'll stand up and she'll say, you know, she's so grateful to God that he has blessed her vegetable rack, he has blessed her cupboards, and he has blessed her fridge. And according to her faith, that is exactly what she got, blessings for her fridge, blessings for her cupboard, blessings for her fridge, for everything that she wanted, vegetables, whatever. But this morning, even as we have come together, our faith is no longer where it used to be, stagnant or low. Our faith has risen. We're trusting God for impossible things this morning. So when you testify of the impossible that God has done in your life, it makes others realize, you know what, We serve a miracle working God. We serve a God who answers prayers. Our God is not dead. Our God is alive. Your faith, sometimes you may be sitting in your at home and you may think to yourself, you know what, I'm in the situation over here. How do I get out? What do I do to come to another place in my life? Look into your life. Look at your life and realize, and you would see how God has performed so many things in your life. He's brought you out of situations that you least expected to. Some of us can testify of his goodness, that he's taken us out of sick beds. Some of us can testify of how God has given us homes, of how God has blessed us with cars, how God has made a way for us to study. He's made the impossible possible. And how often do we stand up and testify and thank him for his goodness in our life? It's the same situation as a child and a parent. We grew up, our parents could give us what they could afford, and we were grateful. Nowadays, our parents, we go out of our way and we make sure that we can give our kids what they want. And how despondent we feel sad when the child doesn't even say thank you for what you've given to them. So too with our Heavenly Father. When you make your request known unto him and he provides and he gives you what your heart's desire is, how many of us stand up and testify and thank him for what he's done in our lives? I know sometimes we don't want to make our lives an open book for the rest of the world to see or to hear and to talk about. But it's just those things that encourage others to know that God is the God of the impossible. And remember this morning, when you share your faith testimony of how God has come through for you, something happens in the person's spiritual sphere. Something happens, a faith arises inside of them for them to realize that no matter what may come my way, God is faithful. You know, if I look at my own life, a lot of times we prepare for when we leave this earth. We do the last will and testament. You make sure all your assets are in, you know, wherever you want to give it to, whoever wants to inherit your jewelry, the car, the house, whatever. But why must we wait to read the person's last will and testament? Why can't we have the faith walking journey and spiritual blessings and testimonies of Michelle Nyker while she's still alive? Won't that be much better for you to read while I'm still here than just worry about all the things that I've left behind? When you read and you get encouraged with people's testimonies, you trust God. Listening to them or listening to what they say brings out a new and a renewed spirit inside of you that you can trust God no matter what situation you may face. The Bible says in Revelation 12, verse 11, "And they overcame the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony." Therefore, this morning, remember, God boasts about you. Because I went to this one salon. This girl just started her salon. There was actually absolutely nothing in there. She only had a table. And she was in this, Wendy house. She just had a table and her nails on the table. And her father-in-law walked past and he brought his friend and he says, "Come see my daughter-in-law's salon. Come see how nice it is." He was so proud of his daughter-in-law, yet there was nothing there. So too, how proud is your Heavenly Father about you this morning? That he's done so much for you, but have you walked back and said, "Thank you, Lord"? Have you spoken of his goodness in your life this morning? You saw yourself 10 years back in that situation and never ever thought you would be where you are today. But he has brought you out from that place to put you on at this situation. Have you said, "Thank you, God"? I know in your quiet time, yes, you will say thank you. But have you shared his goodness, his love and his mercies to others? You know, lots of times we are placed in situations where you have to decide, you know what, where to from now. And when you trust God and the Holy Spirit allows you to move the right way and do the right thing, how grateful are you inside of your heart? How grateful are you that you say, "Father, I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful for all that you've done." We don't have to be at church to always testify. You can do your testimony or you can share your testimony amongst people, your friends. I know we all say, you know what, I'm too scared to stand in the front and testify because I don't know, sometimes when I stand there, I won't say anything. You don't have to stand in the church place to testify. You can do it in your family. You can do it amongst your friends. You can tell them of the goodness of God in your life. You know, sometimes you're placed in situations at work. You're given a task. You're not sure how to do it. But when you ask the Holy Spirit to help you, you overcome and you do what you're supposed to do. And do we stand out there and say, you know what, I didn't know how to do Excel. I wouldn't know how to work on Excel. And I said, Lord, help me. And, you know, he brings people to your life to show you how to work on it. Do you tell somebody else, you know what, when the next person says, hey, how hard is Excel? And you'll say, no, it's a piece of cake. This is how you do it. You can testify. You can encourage that person to say, you know what, it looks like a mountain, but God is there to bring you out. God is there to help you, and God will make it possible for you. You know, sometimes we take for granted things that we ask God for, and I think that's also very dangerous. Because, let me give you an example. Last year, we had to write our declarations down, and I put on my paper there that I'm trusting God for a new car. I didn't need a new car, but Caleb says to me, Mommy, we just got this car. Why do you need a new car? So I said, no, Caleb, we serve a God who is impossible, and he'll make the impossible possible. And now, lo and behold, 2 months later, we have a new car. And this morning, I want to tell you, you know, when you stand and you declare to God, you're trusting him, I'm giving him thanks in advance for what he has done for us, for blessing us with that car. And when you put your faith forward and you stretch your faith to the limits and say, God, no matter what it may be, no matter what situation we may face, but we're standing upon your word. If you don't want to come to the front and testify, the media center, Clint is so good with the media. I know lots of you are scared to stand behind the mic or even behind the camera. We had lots of, when we asked a lot of people, they'll say, no, I'm too scared to stand in front of the camera to do recordings. But we've got a new thing that we have now, which is called a storybook, where you can narrate your testimony. You write your testimony down, and we record you. Nobody sees you. They only hear your voice. And remember, whatever comes out of your mouth, your testimony is going to impact lots of people. Lots of people are going to hear, and, you know, if they need a faith answer from God, they need to have a situation that they are in, that they need answers from God, and they don't know how to pray. Your testimony, the way you approach God, how you fasted, what method you use, when you testify, that person can take your pointers and say, you know what, let me do this. If it worked for him and God can do it for him, God can do it for me. So this morning, don't be frightened, don't be shy. Imagine you are on this earth for 70 years. And in your 70 years, not one person knows exactly what happened in your life. Not one single person knows how God has been good to you. So you've come to church for all the days that you've come on a Sunday, whenever you sat here, but nobody knew how God worked in your life. And you've got such boasting testimonies in your life of the saving grace, of the healing power of God in your life. But nobody knows about it because why? You kept it to yourself. You know that song, This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine. Besides showing your light, living your life for God, what about your testimony? Won't that shine bright for Jesus? Won't your testimony speak of his goodness in your life? You know the songs that we chose to sing? We choose it because it means something to us. So this morning, remember, every song is a faith boost for you. There's a song that says, count your blessings, name them one by one. I'm sure if you take a pen and a book and you start writing about your life, you will start remembering every single blessing that the Lord has done for you. That is your testimony.
Thank you for joining us as we equipped, prepared, and edified ourselves for the week ahead. As you go into the world, may the Lord bless you, protect you, look on you with favor, and keep you. Until next time, God bless.